September 15, judge not. John chapter 7, verses 21 to 24. Jesus said to them, I did one miracle, and you are all astonished. Yet, because Moses gave you circumcision, though actually it did not come from Moses, but from the patriarchs, you circumcise a child on the Sabbath. Now, if a child can be circumcised on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing the whole man on the Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. Jesus is highlighting two radically different attitudes to the law of Moses. The one miracle Jesus refers to is the healing of the paralyzed man at the pool of Bethesda from chapter 5 verses 1 to 9. Because this happened on a Sabbath, Jesus was immediately accused of Sabbath breaking. Jesus wanted the people to think about the purpose of the law. Was it to stop people doing things or to get them to do things that characterize them as people living as God always wanted? To make the point, Jesus uses the example of circumcision. To keep the law of Moses, a boy will be circumcised on the eighth day after birth, even if it's a Sabbath. So something that looks like it's breaking the Sabbath has to be done, even on that day, in order to make one tiny part of a baby boy's body conform to God's will. But what if it was possible to make an entire body whole on the Sabbath? Wouldn't that be even more important? Underneath all this is Jesus' ongoing charge against his critics that they are using parts of the law to assure themselves that they are God's children, while openly violating other parts. Immediately prior to our above text, Jesus has exposed the hypocrisy of his questioners by accusing them of insisting on the Sabbath law on the one hand, but being ready to kill him on the other, ready to break one law to uphold another one. Surely this would be wrong in Moses and God's eyes, and it couldn't be what the law intended. In healing a paralyzed man, Jesus knew his action was in full accord with the healing and redeeming purposes which lay at the heart of the Old Covenant. Far from being an enemy of Judaism and the law, Jesus knew he was the one in whom the historic purpose of Judaism was being fulfilled. The Jewish leaders were bringing a judgment on Jesus without understanding the very judgment itself. Anyone who is prepared to judge others more strictly than they judge themselves will judge by appearance and not by the heart, and will go no further with Christ. How quickly do you find yourself judging others? Do you apply the same standards that you judge others by to your own life? This was what Jesus' accusers were doing. Ask God to help you show the same grace to others that he has shown you.